Hey, I'm back for another week. Getting to it. Oh, I see. So the time went forward 1 hour, but I kind of got to work 7 instead of 8 hours, so it's kind of a blessing in disguise there. The weekend was kind of filled with, oddly enough, just playing Helldivers 2 and not doing much, honestly. I tend to want to do things, but I have to, you know, kind of be in the right space. And right now, it's kind of a perfect time, but I'm just not doing anything. I want to actually start printing some PC parts, but just small pieces, like, I don't know, like extra drive bay slots, or, I mean, I could print some mesh and then remove my side panel if I wanted to, just have it open kind of, and then have fans sticking there. Like, I could do that. I actually used to have a case like that. I got it from my dad, and I think it had like 8 fans on the inside, and when you took it off, you had to unhook and disconnect those fans because they were stretched across the to the board, and they were not long cords. So luckily nowadays manufacturers make longer cords for their fans, because, you know, you can put fans in many different places in PCs, and I just want to be able to start using my 3D printer. And even if I'm not creating anything myself, like, because there was this one thing I wanted to use for my Sirius radio, which is a little piece that looks kind of like a half of a CD, and it'll go in your CD player, and I can connect my Sirius radio down there, so it's a little bit further down, not in the way, because right now it's like, where my phone is, it's like right on the vent. It was a little bit higher, and I removed it because it just kept falling down. The suction was not working properly at all. And I ordered the part, like, I don't know, $7 or something like that on Amazon, just for the clip to put it in the vent. I also have some 2M sticky on one side and spot on the other side for a suction cup if I wanted to reuse that mount, because you never know. I mean, what if I get tired of this? What if this, like, during the summer is gonna overheat? Because it just will, and maybe I need to move it. I don't know. I don't like things being stuck, kind of like my mirror here. It kind of is stuck, but not really. It's not an actual full mirror. It is a section one with a small piece of mirror glass. It's not not real, but it works. And like, if I wanted to remove it, I'd have to remove all the sticky stuff that's on the window or the windshield, and which would be a pain, but I don't want to deal with it. But for now, though, like I said, I want to get started with my 3D printer. I have to clear a whole bunch of space, clean up area. Not only that, got to get rid of a lot of clothes. I also have to, at some point in time, get rid of storage shed that we've been paying for I don't know how long now. It's been a long time, and it's been $40 a month, which isn't very much, but we were able to hold a lot of the stuff that we weren't able to, you know, of course, have inside the house. And plus we moved, I mean, there was just lots of things anyways that were left over. The only thing that sucks about all of that is once we have to go through, because I, you know, we're just going to get rid of it all together. We're going to have to go through all of that stuff. And I know most of it is probably from, you know, when I lived in Idaho. So probably a lot of kids' stuff. A lot of things that can just be thrown away as toys. I mean, a lot of things that we just don't need. Which will really help because, you know, we got kind of no need for it. Plus, it'll save us a lot of money. $400, what is it? Sorry, $600. Well, actually, sorry. They just raised the rent starting April or May. First time since we've had it. I think it's been 7 years or something. Anyways, first time it's been raised, but it's a new property owner. it's only $10 more, but you don't want to have to go through the hassle. It adds up. If you think about it, it's like paying for, like, say, Netflix and Amazon and all the other services you might be paying for. That stuff adds up pretty quickly, and then you're pretty much just paying for things that you use sometimes, maybe not all the time. I don't know. Amazon for me, I think we use it enough to where it really, really helps, because we're able to find things we're not able to get around here, and that's just the gist of that for the most part. Like, even like customizing clothing and whatnot, I mean, you're not going to get that locally unless you want to go to a local store, and then, you know, they probably charge a little bit more, and I can get it off Amazon for like $20 or, you know, $30, whatever it is. And maybe it's not the best, but it's something that I customize, you know, and it's right then and there. Normally it doesn't take very long to get it done. It's all digital. That's the greatest thing about Amazon and eBay and all those other services online, that it is online, and, you know, you can pretty much find a lot of things that you'll never have around in your area unless you live in a big area, you know. And again, maybe you don't want to drive, you know, all the way across town, or plan a trip 2 hours away, because that's, you know, where you can go, and, you know, maybe you just don't want to do it. I'm being lazy. I live out, you know, where there's nothing really much at all, except for Walmart and a couple stores that are, I guess, big enough, but they don't have like a... We just got a Carl's Jr., so that's, I guess, new, and that's hasn't been here that I know of. We lost Pizza Hut, so, and that's probably like the biggest things that we have, aside of the sporting goods store. There's no electronics store, not yet, that I know of that might be in the works, but Walmart, that's all we got. Walmart and Bi-Mart. Bi-Mart's kind of a lower end type thing of Walmart, where you can kind of get deals because you're member deals or whatever, but it's mostly because they just buy a surplus amount of things and you get discounts on it. I hope, though, once I do get started, I've already made plans of, you know, downloading a bunch of STL files just to go through them on the printer. I want to be able to get at least one piece done, but I'll have to break it down in so many pieces because I have a really small printer. And that is my next thing that I want to do, and I don't know when. I have no clue when it's going to happen. But it's not going to be very much because, you know, printers have gone down so much in price, but I want to get another one. It's a lot larger, but I need more space, and, you know, hence everything's got to get done. So, but I'm here. So are you. And I'm thankful and grateful that I have what I have, even if I don't have everything I want. Yeah. Thanks for joining me. Have an awesome day.